வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Devotional life, bhakti yoga, is so exalted that they do not care for heavenly planet, apavarga, mukti, liberation. They do not care. Insignificant. That sloka of Prabhudananda Saraswati, he realizes that kaivallam narakaya, the liberation of becoming one with the Supreme, is called kaivallam. Kevaladvaitam, oneness. So for a devotee, it is as good as the hell. Kaivallam narakaya. And then, what about heavenly planets, sargalok, janalok, mahalok, tamalok? The akasa puspayate, tridasapura, akasa puspayate. In Bengal, there is one word, ghoradim, means no value. Just like horse. Horse never give any egg. But it is said that it is as good as the egg of horse. That means there is no such thing. Insignificant. So, akasa puspayate. Akasa puspayate means it has no value. Simply imagination. Actually there is value. Suppose if you go to Sarvaloka, become Indra, so, that is not permanent. By pious activities, you can become Brahma, Indra, and so many demigods. You can hold that post. But, abrahma bhavana lokan punarahuti. Even if you go to the Brahma loka, what is the benefit? Again you have to come back. Kine punne puna martalu. Similarly, even you go to the Brahma effulgence, Brahma jyoti, arujya kritchena parampada, that is called parampadam. Arujya kritchena parampadam, tata patanti adha. Again you fall down. Therefore, for a devotee, akinchanana, they all neglect all these things. They don't care for all these. Kaivallam narakayate tridasapura akasa puspata duddhanti indriya kalasat kapatali prakhyata dhamastaya vishyam purnam sukhayat. They are kunni, jani, yogi. They are feeling that this material world is full of distresses, let us take relief from this and become one. Kurmi is trying to go to the Sarvaloka, Jnanis want to go to the Brahma Jyoti, the yogis also, they desire like that. Because they do not feel very comfortable within this material world. But a devotee, there is no such thing that in the material world they are uncomfortable, no. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever is Narayana, that is all right. That is the view of the devotional service. Narayana para sarvi nukho kutaschana vibhati sarga aborga narakeshapi tullyartha darshana. Narayana para, they are not anxious either to go to sarvaloka or to refrain from it. They are satisfied wherever Krishna keeps me, that is all right. Never mind whether it is heaven or hell, because he has got Krishna within him. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesu vilokayate. He is concerned with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, premanjana churita. So wherever Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, that is Vaikuntha. This time, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddheshe Arjuna Tishtati. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, is there in every living entity's heart. So the hog, dog, they have got also heart. And there is also Krishna. So does it mean that he is living with hog and dog? He is living in Vaikuntha. Itad Ishanam Ishasya. This is called Ishasya Ishanam. Wherever he may live, he lives in Vaikuntha. Similarly, the devotee, he lives with Narayana. So there is no question of hell and heaven. He is in Vaikuntha. If Krishna is living in Vaikuntha, the devotee is also living in Vaikuntha. He is concerned with Krishna, Narayana. Therefore, they are not afraid. Narayana parasandena kutaschana vibhati. Narad Muni, he is coming everywhere. He is going to hell, he is going to heaven, he is going to Vaikuntha to see Narayana. And he is chanting, Narad Muni bhajaye vina radhikara. That's all. Because he is chanting for him, his business is to enlighten. If he goes to Naraka, hell, he'll advise them, chant Hare Krishna. And if he goes to Indraloka, he'll advise the same thing. And if he goes to Sarvaloka or any loka, that is Narada Muni's business. Similarly, those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, they should not be afraid of this hell and heaven. Wherever they should go, they'll simply preach, chant Hare Krishna. This is their business. Therefore, itarena tesha akinchana nāgamai bhakti yoga. But one has to become akinchana. Nothing material, simply the lotus feet of the Lord. This is Narottama Das Thakur said, Aha Prabhu Nandasuta Vrishabhanusuta Juta. He is praying, Nandasuta, Krishna, Vrishabhanusuta Juta, along with Radharani, Vrishabhanusuta Juta. Kuruna Karaha Eiva. Just be merciful upon me. Narottama Dasa Kahe Natheliya Ranga Kahe. I am fully surrendered unto you, and you don't throw me away. না ঠেলিও না, তুমি বিনা কে আছে আমি, দিস ইজ ওয়াট আই হ্যাভ, নাথিং এক্সেপ্ট ইউর লোটাস ফিট, দিস ইজ অকিঞ্জ অকিঞ্জ, নো আদার থিংস এক্সেপ্ট ইউর, হাউ ইউ ক্যান থ্রো মি অ্যাওয়ে, গিভ মি শেল্টার, দিস ইজ অকিঞ্জ অন ভক্তি। If I think that I have got another shelter except Krishna's lotus feet, then I am not akincha, kincha, I have got some other hope. No, akincha means only hope, Krishna, that is full surrender. Akincha nana bhakti, akincha na gocha. Kunti Devi, in her prayer, he has addressed Krishna. Akinchana gocha. You are realized by such person who has no other thing to possess. Akinchana gocha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Niskinchanana, Niskinchanasya, Bhagavad Bhajano Nukasya. Bhagavad Bhajan means Niskinchana. If we want to enjoy something material, oh, there is no question of Bhagavad Gita. Because even if you have little pinch of desire to enjoy material comfort, you will not be admitted. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharma paritasya, fully, anna-vilasita sunyam. Then, sunna means zero. Unless you make material aranareva, no enough of this material enjoyment, then bhakti yoga begins. This is sarva dharma anparita. Even brahma bhuta, brahma realization, that is also not akincha. Aham brahmasmi, I am in Brahma Jyoti, I have become something important. No. Even Brahma Jyoti also neglect. Kaivalya narakaya. This is the position of the devotee. Akinchanana. Akinchanana mai bhakti bhaja. So, bhakti, devotional service, is not easy, but at the same time, very easy. One moment's business. One moment. But I must be with you. Krishna says, sarva dharma anparityajya mamekam saranam. If I do it, immediately. But that I am not doing. We have seen so many persons. Krishna says directly that you surrender unto me, sarva dharma anparityajya. Still he said, when Krishna will be merciful, then I shall do. What is nonsense? Krishna is directly asking you, again he has to become merciful. What kind of mercy? These are all pleas, different pleas. Actually, he doesn't want that I shall not surrender to you, sir. I shall place some pleas, that's all. In that way, when we become actually niskincha or akincha, then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanonmukha. Bhagavad bhajanonmukha means niskincha. Param, what is that bhagavad bhajanonmukha? Param aparam ajigimishu bhavusagara. Bhavusagara, this ocean, sagara means ocean. And bhava, bhava means take birth and then die. Bhutya, bhutya, praliyate. That is called mrittu samsara bhakmani. Krishna says, pāma prāpya nivartante mrittu samsara bhakmani. This is bhagavata. You do not know how many times you have taken birth and again died. That's a fact. Tathadehantara prati. Millions and millions for years. We are doing that. Mrityu samsara. Still, we are so shameless, we want to do again and again that. Punap punachar mitachar manana. This word is punap punachar mitachar manana. I have enjoyed this material life, ahara nidra bhaya vanchanam. Eating, sleeping, sex and bhaya is everywhere. A small insect up to Brahma or Indra. This is the business. So, people do not want to stop this business. They want to improve the business. I'm eating now without any plate. And if I can eat on the golden plate, they are thinking this is advancement of civilization. So, the eating process, eating means khut nivitti, tushti pushti. Tushti pushti khut nivitti. When one is hungry, when he eats something, according to the taste, a gentleman is eating halwa puri, and a hog is eating stew. So, the taste and tushti pushti khudnivitti is the same. Either you eat halwa puri or stew. You are eating according to the taste. Just like in the airplane, we sit down, they are asking, sir, what can I do? We say, we refuse. We don't touch anything in the airplane, because you know what is that. And the next man, he is eating very nicely the intestine of hog. We have seen it. He is very nicely eating with spoon and fork. Very enjoying. And we say, what nasty thing is eating. We do not touch him, what is offered. No. Why? We are taking whatever little things you have taken with us. But the result is the same. Tushti pushti khudmit. You are hungry, you take something, so your appetite will decrease and your satisfaction will increase, you will get strength. Tushti pushti khudmit. This is not improvement. Eating by the hog and eating by the human being, the result is the same. Tushti pushti khutnivit. But eating the intestines of the hog or eating halwa puri, it does not make any difference. Ei bhalo, ei monno, sam mono dharo. In this material world, this is good and this is bad. This is all mental concoction. Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali sama. So we should not be attached. We should completely give up anything material. That is misfortune. We have no business with anything material, either in the golden plate or on the street, on the floor. It does not make any difference. Our business is how to accept the prasada. What Krishna has eaten, that is our concern. We are not interested with the intestine of hogs or halwa puri. No. We are interested to eat which is already accepted by Krishna. Krishna varo gayamaya kurivare juhaja saprasad anna dilabhai. Our business is that Krishna is so kind. The Krishna prasad, those who are eating Krishna prasad, they are enjoying everything. Krishna varo gayamaya kurivare juhaja. We have got thousands of nice preparations. Why should you go to the hotel and restaurant? There are so many nice preparations offered to Krishna. Patram Pusam, Krishna is ready to accept from a devotee whatever he offers, but within the limitation. Otherwise we'll bring hog's intestine. That is not desire. If people say, whatever I eat I can offer to Krishna. There is a class, they say, whatever I eat, we can offer, but that is not the process. The process is, you must offer to Krishna what he wants. Just like if you invite one gentleman, you ask him, what can I offer you? That is etiquette. Not that however rascal you being and one has to eat. No. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhakta apirichati tadaham asrami. I eat that. How he can eat? The atheist class will see, oh, you are offering so many nice foodstuffs, but it is lying there, he is not eating. But he does not know the process of eating by Krishna. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti paschanti panti kalayan. He can eat by his eyes. He can eat by touching. And even if he eats the whole thing, again he can keep the whole thing. Punnasya punnamadaya punnameva vishishya. The atheist cannot see. But devotee, he can know that Krishna is eating prasadam, he can say. So bhakti bhajam, so we have to learn what is bhakti. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra sya. If actually we advance in devotional service, then naturally virakti annasya, that is niskincha. No more test with the material world. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanur mukasya param param jimisho bhavusagarasya. We must know why we shall take to devotional service. Param param jimisho. Not to remain within this material world. Padanga padanga jata vipodam na tesam. Here in the material world, padanga padanga vipodam. Every state there is vipodam. There is danger. So, don't think that she is dying or he is dying and I shall not die. Everyone will have to die. Every step there is danger of dying. It is not that the ghute pore gobor hasu. Everyone has to die. Then before that death, we must become fully Krishna conscious so that Anti Narayana Smriti, the end will come today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Nobody will leave here. But the success is if we can remember Narayana at the end of life. That is success. Ante Narayana Smriti. We should practice that. Don't bother about that I shall die tomorrow, you are dying today, so I am better than him. Nobody will leave. Everyone will die. And we must be prepared for death. And the devotee has no fear for dying, because if he is completely surrendered to Krishna, then he is going back to him. Tatva deham punarjanma naiti mameti. Simply by surrendering to Krishna. And what is that surrendering? Manmana bhavad bhakta manjani mangamat. Mami vaishyasi asamsaya. Without any doubt, he is giving assurance. Four things only. Always think of Krishna. Manmana bhavad bhakta manjani mangamat. Anyone can do it. Everyone can offer Krishna patram puspam phalam priyam. Everyone can hear from Krishna. What is Krishna? Where is the difficulty? The difficulty is that we want enjoyment in this material world. That is the difficulty. Therefore, it is recommended that akinchanana Brahmai Bhakti Bhaja. For a devotee, there is no problem. He is not attracted by liberation, by Sargolok, by yogic perfection. He is not at all interested. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sapali Asant. Because they cannot get shanti, because they want something. The bhukti kurmis, they are working so hard, they want some material profit, or go to the Sargalok, Penja and more. This is bhukti. And mukti, they are also undergoing severe austerities, penance, tapasya, for becoming one, kaivalya sukha. Kivaladvaita. They are also working. And the yogis, they have also worked very hard. Yoga practice is not so easy. Dhyana, dharana, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, samadhi. It requires, especially in this age, it is not so easy. It was easier in the Satyuga. Kriti jat dhyayato Vishnu, samadhi. That was possible, and now it is not possible. Our bhakti yoga is so easy. Simply, manmana bhavar bhakta malijajima vasku. Very simple thing. So we should take to bhakti devotional service and reject everything, nishinchana. That will make your life successful. Thank you.